You're listening to Happy Hour on SB Nation Radio.
I'm the boss. Need the info.
Call into the show at 1-800-777-2907 and find us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio.
People say I am the best boss.
From the SB Nation Radio studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get started. Get started. Get started. Get started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
The travel gods have spoken. Yes, indeed. Craig Larson, Carla Dawson, SB Nation Radio, originating from the one and only Houston, Texas. I am not David Gao. I do not.
And you are not my sports boss,
no,
but you are tonight. I'll take it.
I might be the underboss. The underboss to his boss.
You're a boss regardless.
I do not have $150 million in the bank like David Gao. I have more like overdrawn by $150. Something to that
works.
Effect. Yeah. So we are here. It is a busy, busy sports night. Mr. Gao, our owner, CEO, the boss, as you heard in the open, is stuck in a taxi cab coming back from his exploits and travels all around America.
Craig, you got this. On the fly. Here
so?
We go.
So
I
here's
do.
Here's the thing. If I were in here, Carla, with Sean Salisbury, no biggie. Jason
Gotch. Okay, what are
Bring
you saying,
on, Scott,
Craig?
But
for you are Carla outing
Dawson?
Me.
Yeah, I am. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. You know, 25 years ago, they assigned me, hey, go out and cover Michael Jordan, sweating bullets. I haven't sweated to this degree since Jordan.
Am I
his
that
prime.
Bad that I am causing sweat? This
yeah,
is not
I'm
good.
Little,
Chris, I'm in trouble. This is not good.
You got this, Carly. You got this.
Okay, thank
I trust you.
Okay.
I trust you.
All right, good. Yeah, Chris would be more equipped to do this. You know, we should have done a flip-flop. But anyway, we are here, America. We have a busy sports night. Brewers at home versus the Cubs. It's the last stand for the Brewers. The Astros, of course, are looking for a sweep versus the lowly White Sox to keep pace with the Indians. Cleveland today won their 27th and 28th
Jeez.
Games.
How to peak at the right time.
A 4-1 win over the Angels. Just absolutely incredible. Covering college football, covering Niners and Rams. And coming up, one of my favorite people, the one and only wide receiver, former wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins. Mark Clayton, part of the Marx Brothers. Clayton, Duper, can't beat it. All that
Super
next,
Bowl champ.
SB Nation Radio.
Happy Hour with David Gao and Carla Dawson continues now on SB Nation Radio.
You know, it occurs to me, can it really be a happy hour if it's after 8 o'clock in New York City?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Exactly.
See, Mark,
you know.
I agree with you.
The voices you hear, Carla Dawson, the one and only Mark Clayton, five-time Pro Bowler.
The better half of the Marx Brothers.
Yeah,
let's be clear.
Absolutely. And he should. I don't know about Duper so much, but Mark Clayton should be enshrined in Canton, Ohio. It's an injustice, America, that he's not. And as I was saying before we came in to start the show this evening, Mark Clayton almost single-handedly ruined my childhood on the south side of Chicago. So fast forward.
1985.
Bears are 12-0, rolling. And between Mark and Nat Moore and Mark Duper and everyone else on the field, what did you guys do that night against the Bears?
Well, we just had something that they couldn't stop. We had saw them on film all year, just beating the snot out of teams with that front seven, just put so much pressure on quarterbacks. I felt for them, but I felt like that, and we felt like that if we gave Dan time and he wasn't on his back, that we could really have some success against those guys because their secondary was only as good as their front seven.
Right.
So we felt like if we could keep Dan upright, then we could get busy with their secondary.
Is there a day that goes by that someone doesn't bring up that game to you?
No,
it's
but
rare,
and I just got back from New York, as I told you, and I saw Richard Dent there, and he's every time I see that guy, which he's also a class of 83, eighth round draft choice,
like
myself.
Like oh wow, look at that!
Choice.
But a Hall of Famer, so we had a great class. But he says every time we see him, he said, "Man, I would have gave anything to see you all in the Super Bowl, you know, just to get some revenge from what you all done." Done to us. I said, y'all wouldn't have won then.
Right.
There you go. Someone's got to set him straight. Okay, I love knowing this about you, Mark, and I want our listeners to know, they probably already do, that you are one of only three players in the NFL to catch touchdown passes from both Dan Marino and Brett Favre during the regular season. The other one is Keith Jackson and then Mark Ingram Sr. So who do you prefer catching
How
a pass
lucky
from?
Can a guy be?
I'm telling you, one of three in
just
history?
Just played for two of the greatest of all time.
Who threw the harder ball? I mean, they both really slung it around there.
I think,
rocket arms.
I think I'll give that nod, the hardest, to Brett.
Really?
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, my God. That guy, you know, had I played my whole career there, I don't know if my fingers would be as straight as they are. I got a few crooked fingers on my hand.
Dan,
I had my ring finger. I got two pins, and then he broke the tip of my finger right here. And then he chipped a bone in my thumb right here. And look at my pinky right here. But had I been catching balls from Brett Favre, my fingers would have been all crazy, like Rod Martin for the Raiders, the old Raiders. His hands are jacked up.
Really? So you prefer Dan Marino? You're going to give him the edge?
Oh, Bob, you know, 10 years with that guy, the success we had, that was just a pit stop in Green Bay. So, my heart lies in Miami.
Speaking of Miami, what's going on there now? Do you think Jay Cutler's the answer?
Well, he looked pretty good, Sunday. But, that was the Chargers. But, and they
lost in such a chargery way.
They did. The kicker, last minute, he blew two kickers. But, they should have gone out and signed that kid that the Dolphins let go, mm-hmm. that kicked the Dolphins into the playoffs last year in Buffalo with 250-plus-yard field goals. But then they got this Parkey kid right here. He's pretty solid. He looked like, he answered the call on Sunday, so kicked four field goals for him. But I think if they just really just take the football out of Cutler's hand and not ask him to win the game.
Let him be a game manager.
But just don't lose the game. I think he might be pretty good because Ajayi, great back.
Oh, my gosh.
The offensive line is really, really came into its own last year. This kid
opened up holes for
200 yards three times last year, which kind of blew me away that you can rush for 200 yards two times against a Buffalo Rex Ryan defense.
Mm-hmm.
Twice. So that's saying something.
And, Adam Gase did such a nice job with Cutler. That was Cutler's best season in mm-hmm. Chicago under him. So do you think still, given the amount of time that Cutler was out, not thinking he would have a job, to just keep him as the game manager, don't try and get fancy, just let your running game take
Cutler,
care.
Cutler, it ain't like he was out like two or three years. He just left the game. Right. No, so it's like, he still could throw.
But he hasn't done much in a long time, in all
no
honesty.
No way. He had put in his mind he was done. So all he had to do is just refocus himself and get back in his mind and look over there and look at that bank statement and when it says $10 million, and hey, I'll go out and do the best job I can. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. He's not one of the greatest of all time, but he's a pretty good quarterback. And what I like about him and the reason why they went out and got him as opposed to really going with Matt Moore, mm-hmm. I think as you stated, Carla, that he was in Adam Gase's system in Chicago. That's always a plus if you know a system.
Absolutely.
And but I think Cutler, he can win some games for you, but just don't ask him to win every game for you. And the guy's going to throw the ball down the field. I wouldn't be mad at him. He's throwing the ball down the field as opposed to throwing those little dink and dunks, and he takes chances.
Right. You're so right, because what I've noticed the past 2 weekends of the NFL, there's so many 5-7 yard short little passes by, great quarterbacks that conclude. I mean, look at Alex Smith in his opening game with the Patriots. He started out with the little dinkers to get his confidence and then was finally throwing some bombs. Mm-hmm. So,
But they did that with the Cutler the first game because Ajayi was running the ball. They were stacking 8 man in the box and so trying to stop him from running the ball. So leaving those guys out there, the corners out there on the island with the receivers. And he threw the dink and dunks, but because I looked at Jarvis Landry's stats, he was targeted 15 times, 13 catches, 78 yards. That's 6 yards of catch. That's I guess it worked for them. They won. If you want a ball control, that's like running the ball. You get you 6 yards a pop, but I'm used to fast break offense. This is a passing league. Throw the ball down the field.
Thank you, Mark. I agree.
Throw the ball down the field.
Come on. That's what we want to see. We like the long ball in baseball. We like the long ball in football. Bring it back.
They say offense puts people in the seats.
Well, you would
even in a soccer stadium in L.A., right?
You would think that. We are here in studio, SB Nation Radio, Carla Dawson, Craig Larson, and the one and only legendary receiver with the Miami Dolphins, Mark Clayton. I know we're only 2 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
To me, at least half the league, teams are still trying to search and find their identity.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you knew on paper exactly what you had for personnel. You knew year to year tweaks and things and an extended playbook. But I got to tell you, 2 weeks in, I have enjoyed the excitement around college football, SC Texas, the final play in the Florida-Tennessee game. Ooh. College football has been more exciting mm-hmm. and just more competitive than 2 weeks. And I know we're counting down to Niners-Rams here.
Start of 3 weeks in a few minutes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, going to be 3 weeks in a few minutes here. What is it about the NFL? I mean, are there just bad teams now in the NFL relative to when you were in the mix?
I'm not going to call the teams bad because they're professionals. I'll say it like this. I'll say that it's not very many dominant teams
right.
that just really, you know, just go out there and the teams that they're supposed to beat, they dominate them. They go out there and they do that. But it's a lot of parity. It's a lot of not so – so good teams. I'm not going to call them bad. But, you know, like you said, we're only 2 weeks in. I think the scoring is down right. in these 2 weeks. But I was asked this question. Who do you think is going to win? I couldn't tell you who's going to win because there's no dominant front runner. And somebody said Oakland. I said, oh, we're 2 weeks in.
Right.
You know, I can tell the pulse of a team after 4 weeks.
So it takes them
4 to 5 weeks. Absolutely.
4 to 5 weeks.
Their identity should be showing their face after 4 weeks.
Got it.
When you look going into week three, you've got the Texans facing the Patriots, and both of them are 1-1. When are we going to see that they both have the same record, I've got to say? That's not going to probably hold for the season.
And, you know,
it'd be nice.
I think the Patriots are a little ticked off after opening day loss
like a little chip
in their
on
backyard.
Their shoulder.
So I feel for the Texans this week. And back to you, Craig. Nothing against NFL. I love college football.
I do too.
It
wasn't always that way.
I triple that, yeah.
But relative to when you played, and like, it would take Doug Flutie or somebody to do something amazing
That's right.
for college football ever to ascend over the NFL. But now I find myself more fixated, glued to games, not wanting to break away from the TV. And with the NFL, if it weren't for the fantasy component, if I weren't rooting for a Jarvis Landry to get more yards to win in my fantasy league, mm-hmm. probably wouldn't be the deal. College football has outshined so far. The NFL in large measure.
And Mark, I love that you can say that after Louisville did not have a great weekend.
They did not. I'd like to expound on it. I know
we're going to come back on that for sure.
Come back mm-hmm. and we'll be talking with that. And Mark Clayton is here with us. This is SB Nation Radio.
Happy Hour with David Gao and Carla Dawson continues now on SB Nation Radio.
SB Nation Radio on a Thursday night in studio, Houston, Texas. Carla Dawson, Craig Larson, and the one and only Mark Clayton, who used to keep defensive backs in fear, paralyzed in the film room. How the heck am I going to cover this guy on an NFL Sunday?
Got to work hard. Got to get up awfully early to outwork me.
Tell you what.
Playing.
Woo! You would
and
get
18
after it.
Touchdowns, a record in 1984. 18 touchdowns in a single season.
Well, they threw it every down.
No.
It was unbelievable.
Not that. No, you know what, though, Craig? People would think that we threw it every down, but we threw it more than most teams. But
that's true.
They're throwing it every down today.
Today they are, yeah.
We threw it. We tried to get a running game, but, you know, when...
What do you think you would be worth on today's free agent market? Let's say... You're 25. We put you in the time machine. What do you think you'd be worth?
I just put me in there, whatever. Those guys that are 25 that are making in the upper third of the money, then I will belong in that.
I was so happy Friday night. I'm watching Football Life. Love that series.
Oh,
Friday
this is
night,
good.
The Marino launch. And there he is all over my TV, number 83. Brought back great memories. So happy for you. That turned out great.
And Mark, your last catch from Marino was in that piece that Craig watched. Do you remember that?
Like it was
yesterday. It wasn't even on a football field.
Like it was yesterday. And the ball that I caught from him on the stage after the induction ceremony, I had so many offers to buy that ball.
Where is it?
I have it in my house.
Do you really?
It's not painted up, but I know that's the only ball that doesn't have anything on it.
Right.
So I know that is the ball.
What game balls do you have?
Very few, because you know what though, I don't have any of my touchdown balls.
Really?
You're kidding?
None of them. Well, I wish I had kept them now, but no, I'm not. Man, I either spiked them or threw them in the stands. I did something, but that wasn't important to me at that time.
What was with the Jerry curl?
Well,
I mean, I know that was the style, but come on, man.
That was the style.
That's the only thing that scared me a little bit with the football life. You're bringing that back a little bit.
It was
in high def. I don't think Jerry curl's meant to be viewed in high def.
I don't think so either. I concur.
Hey, Mark, what do you think about the modern day, our touchdown celebrations? What do you think of these?
I think some of them, you know, are good, but I think and some of them are original, but I think some of the people need to stop being a copycat and come up with their own. And you see somebody else doing something. And, you know, like I was watching the Steeler game. I saw Bryant scored a touchdown. He gets down like he's shooting dice.
Oh, I know. I love that. I thought that was pretty creative.
Good.
Yeah,
I like
that was good.
But then his teammate scores, and he calls the guy over, and he wants to shoot dice too. Come on, man. Be original. You know, nothing against those guys, you know, because I like it that they're allowing them to show more emotions.
I do, too. I love that.
This game is played with emotions. You can't go out there and tell them, oh, tone it down. Don't get too excited. You calm down. The NFL, the no fun league, you know, calm down. But I'm glad they're allowing them to celebrate much more.
Okay, let me ask you, Mark, what do you think is the hardest part of the job as a wide receiver? And today, who do you think's the best in the league? I know in your time. I know you're the number one. But today, what do you think?
Oh.
Yes, absolutely. We're not messing with that.
You said, who did I think?
What's the hardest part of a job for a wide receiver? Because I watched the matchups, like DeAndre Hopkins last weekend. Oh, my gosh, he is fighting like Matt. It's like a lineman out there against these cornerbacks. I mean, that coverage is so tough.
But Carla, imagine this. With the rules that they have now, compared to the rules that were in place when we played.
That's what I want to know.
The rules were practically the same. Enforced when I played, not. Enforced now, yes.
Yeah, there's penalty flags on every five-yard
illegal contact that is totally being enforced up and down the field today. We had to wrestle. We had to push, scratch, fight with the DBs. All the way down the field.
With no flags.
With no flags. No such thing as defenseless receiver when I play. You go across the middle, you're going to be a man.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I wonder if guys like Kenny Easley
or
Mel with the Steelers or Ronnie Lott, would they have been?
Steve Atwater, we're talking about big safety, big gigantic safeties that if it came in your vicinity.
Could they have played today?
They would lay you out.
Yeah,
I don't know. They probably could play, but
there'd
be some adjustments in their aggressiveness.
Yeah, no doubt.
I guarantee you.
What was
and my best receiver that I feel in the league? Carla, you asked me.
And it can be more than one.
It's got to be more than one. I love Julio Jones.
Okay, I'm right there with you. He's my main man. Yeah.
And you know what, though? His character, I mean, he's not flamboyant. He's not a showboat. Look at me.
He's not a showboat. You're right.
That guy, right, he just goes
he's
out
perfect
there and
for the
gets
Falcons.
It done. And I love Antonio Brown, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's getting great coaching there because their position coach in Pittsburgh coached me in college. He left me my senior year to go coach the Baltimore Colts up under Frank Cush.
The Baltimore Colts. You're taking us back now.
Mm-hmm. And he pulled me in his office and he says, hey, son, you can play on the next level if you just work your butt off. I'm going to see you on the next week. So I know he's the one that kind of like really groomed me to get my pro skills up to par before I got to the pros. And then when I got to the pros, it was Nat Moore who took Duper and myself under his wings and really just worked with us and taught us what Coach Mann didn't teach me, Nat Moore taught me.
Well, that's great because you need someone to develop these players from mm-hmm. to take them from the college to the pro level.
Mm-hmm.
And look, obviously it worked for you.
It
you were
worked.
Quite a success. It worked for Antonio Brown. I mean, they've got the right people.
Hey, man. And so, but you know what, though? It's more than those two guys, too. I like to watch receivers. I like Odell Beckham. And there's very few receivers in the NFL now that run routes.
That's very true.
That is true. We're here with Mark Clayton, the five-time Pro Bowler, SB Nation Radio. We have an alert, by the way. I don't know if we have a sounder.
There's
but
a
David
sighting.
Gow,
there is a sighting.
And here's the most amazing
in the
thing,
building.
Mark. I mean, I know you played with a lot of big baller players. David Gow has the wealth and resources to have a private Learjet. Why he's not just jetting all around America, I'm not really sure. But he's
why
not.
He didn't copter here to Gow Media?
He's taking an Uber and he's flying in coach and he stays at these $69 a night hotels. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know what though? That's a guy that's going to have it for a while because it's not about how much you have. It's how much you can keep.
Right.
And you know you can't. You can only do so much, and my man, he doesn't have to show off.
No, he doesn't.
And go and stay in the most lavish places and buy the most luxury of expensive vehicles and transportation. But the Uber works just fine. You get from point A to point B, correct, Mr. Gow?
Yes, he does.
And he doesn't
bed
need
in the Motel 6 sleeps just like the one in the Hyatt Regency, right? Okay.
He doesn't have the resume of Don Shula, but he has a little bit of the demeanor. In the sense that he is a quiet leader that sets the organizational tone that you really don't mess with. You know, he's not going to do all the theatrics, but with Shula, talk about that competitive drive and that competitive fire mm-hmm. and how much he wanted to win.
Oh, my God. When I got there and I got to play for Coach Shula because the Dolphins was my favorite team as a kid.
No kidding.
I knew all about the Dolphins when I got to the Dolphins. And I was so starstruck when I got there and to meet him. But when he called me on draft day and I was hearing him on the phone, I was like, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir,
right.
Yes, sir. But
a lot of sirs.
You know, I understand his legacy when I got there. He's a quiet assassin, per se. When he raised his voice, you knew you were in trouble, because he told you what he wanted done, and he felt like that he didn't have to yell at you and jump all over you, and you know that.
How many times were you in the doghouse? I'm in the doghouse maybe on a once a month I'm behaving.
I was in there, because you know what though, because some things I didn't agree with. Some of the things that was happening, that he was doing stuff, but he wasn't opposed to coming in. You coming to his office and talking about it, but see, sometimes I didn't do it the right way.
Got it.
And maybe I should have not gone to the press or said what I said in the press, because once he reads everything, that he has the pulse of that team. So anything that goes on, which is now, it couldn't be now because I'm not sure Don Shula would be on social media.
Right.
Because he's an old school coach and he wouldn't be down for the social media thing. But just like he wouldn't be down for the rules of when he could practice his guys in pads and how many days out of pads. He felt like, hey, I'm going to put you in pads as many times as I feel like you need to be in pads. Not because you're collective bargaining. Collectively barking this right here. So, but Coach Shula, man, that man is just no other coach like him.
Yeah, he's legendary.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned about going to the media. So we've got this week, New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo calls out Eli Manning. He calls out the Manning.
Then he backpedaled a little bit.
He threw him under the bus.
Again.
And Bruce Arians did the same with Carson Palmer. And the funny thing with that is they had a win. It was overtime and it was against the Colts, but it was a W.
That's right.
I mean, what happens in that locker room? I mean, the head coach and the quarterback are passing and he's just been laid out to dry in front of the public.
You know what, though? I feel like that at that time right there, he's trying to light a fire up under him, because he knows that I put that on Eli too. You are the quarterback and you have to get that ball snapped. You're on the 1 yard line of 2 9. You cannot take a 5 yard.
The penalty was on Eli.
That was.
The
but
owner
there's more
is
that's on
here.
McAdoo.
And we are in the clear. How about that?
All right, you made it.
Hey.
Happy Hour with David Gow and Carla Dawson continues now on SB Nation Radio.
Welcome back. A special edition Thursday night football show for the Happy Hour.
Woo-hoo.
And that will mean we get to go out and talk to Ryan Leong, who is at Levi's Stadium for the 49ers and the Rams. Ryan, welcome in.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, just got here just in time to watch the 49ers cough it up early on the first play from scrimmage. Brian Hoyer threw a pass intended for Marquise Goodwin, instead intercepted by the Rams' Mekel Roby Coleman in those really garish-looking yellow jerseys. He ran it back 25 yards, got it to the 3-yard line, and that set it up for Todd Gurley's scoring run 3 yards out. The 49ers, though, got a little fortuitous here after a penalty on the Rams. They eventually would come back and score in a 9-yard scoring run by Brian Hoyer. That's the first touchdown for the 49ers all season. They've not touched the end zone once, but right now they've done that. And it's a 7-7 tie. We've got 8:17 to go here in the first quarter.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ryan. That is the Rams and the 49ers at Levi. And this is David and Carla, and we are joined by Mark Clayton, the legendary wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins. What a great Thursday night to be here. I came jetting in, racing, and I'm late. Thank you to Craig Larson, who took on the first couple segments while I was struggling with air travel. And that is not a glamorous endeavor.
Helicopter next time.
Helicopter next time. Well,
I heard
the banter that perhaps I have 2 private jets, et cetera. That's just not true. I've got 4 private jets. Okay. Just none of them I took today. And so it was a bitter time on the tarmac. I told Carla this, and really it could have been a good opportunity for her, because I was about at that moment where you get flight rage, where you want to stand up, you're throwing your fist in the air, you're going to scream at the top of your lungs. And if I had been that guy who'd gotten arrested, taken away, dragged off the plane, it would have been great publicity for my national co-host partner, Carla Austin. They would have talked about Carla and how she had to do the show without me because I was in jail. It would have been great PR.
That would have scared you to death, Mark, to walk in and just have to see me.
No, not at all. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, the question on the table there is, I know you're delighted to see Mark Clayton.
Oh, my God.
But even more, Mark Clayton, it's Carla Dawson.
Delighted.
I mean,
that's
goodness.
Right.
We're having fun.
How can I be disappointed from looking across at this beautiful young lady right here?
Thank you.
I love working with liars.
I say this on the show every week. We've got the blue-eyed wonder. I just needed some affirmation.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Okay, back to football, boys. Back to football.
Football. Well, okay. There is a guy looking pretty good at your former alma mater, Louisville, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
How do you like him?
I like him. You know, he seems like that he's gotten a little better, even though he won the Heisman last year.
Yep.
But still, I think that he still has some growing to do to really, if he wants to play quarterback on the next level. Because at this point in time, even though he has that Heisman in his pocket, I don't think he's NFL ready yet. And so,
what does he lack to be an NFL ready guy?
I think he has to really just not really take off running, be as quick to run.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to last in the NFL if you're a running quarterback. So you got to
stand
in that pocket. You got to dang on be able to read and react and get the ball out of your hand. And I think he's made some progress from last year. I think last year he was more of a quarterback that ran as opposed to a runner that can play quarterback.
Sure. Yeah, no, when you get to the NFL, you got to be a pass-first quarterback.
Right.
Great to have the legs to maneuver and maybe pick up a first-down run, but you got to be a pass-first quarterback. We're talking to Mark Clayton, the wide receiver, former wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins, played with Dan Marino under Don Shula all those great years, and also played for Louisville.
Okay, you talked about Lamar being a run-first quarterback. Mm-hmm. So Colin Kaepernick, another run-first type of quarterback.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's still unemployed?
You know what, though? I really don't know why he's really unemployed. You know, I know that he, a lot of people are looking at him as being a distraction for making a stance on something that he's really feels adamant about. And I think that, as long as he's not really disrupting the team or whatever, I think that you should be able to be allowed to really express yourself.
Do you think with him it's tough, though, Mark, that he doesn't fit into any system as a backup? At this point, clearly, all 32 teams have a quarterback. Now, that could change any time, but to fit, he doesn't slip into every single system with the way that he uses his legs. And so is that tricky? Does that limit? Like, Seattle would have been the perfect place for him. And I find it fascinating that Pete Carroll, brought him in May and sang his praises and said, this guy is a starter in the league. Well, then why didn't Pete Carroll put him on his roster?
But was he better than Boykin? Their backup. I'm not really sure he was. I think Colin is a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback.
I agree.
And I think that, you know what, though, when they gave him that new contract and paid him very handsomely, look, I'm not his boss, because I don't know if he would have got that money. Because if you really look at it, like I really analyzed and looked at him, he had one good game.
Thank you. David, I have been beating the table on this.
Mark, you don't know what you've done. You fueled her fire.
That playoff game, that was his game.
It was his game.
And you know, after that, though, because I looked at him and I kept looking, I was like, can he really throw the – you know, he may have a strong arm, but it takes more than a strong arm to play in the NFL. That's a bonus if you have a strong arm.
But, yep.
No, it really is. And defenses in the NFL are smart and fast. And so you can get away with his style of play for a short time.
They got an understanding on how to stop the read option.
Exactly.
Then what else do you have if you don't have more than just the read option? It's a threat if you can throw the ball. But if you can't throw the ball, how much of a threat? All they got to do is just pinch down on the back, make sure that the back doesn't have it, and then flatten the quarterback. He's not going to run it too many times if he gets hit in his mouth a couple of times.
We're talking to Mark Clayton, former wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins. You're with David and Carla. Back to the Dolphins. What about Lawrence Timmons?
I really don't know exactly. Well, I heard that, you know, some with his kid or something. That's no excuse. There's no excuses. And I heard he had a consecutive game streak on the line. So I don't know, you know, if it was that severe, then you go to the coach and tell him your issues.
Sure.
And I'm sure if it's that severe that you feel like that you have to leave, the coach would have allowed you to leave.
Mm-hmm. Sure, because obviously he's going through some stuff, because they've got several doctors working with him right now, which tells me this is
I agree, Carla.
You know, they do the bed check in L.A. Mm-hmm. and they find, you know, they don't know where he is, and he's got a ticket to Pennsylvania or whatever his child is.
Yeah.
So, but he is suspended indefinitely right now.
Yeah, but this game right here should have showed him. His backup came in and did a very good job, and they just traded for this other
exactly.
linebacker from the Saints. So
he's expendable, darn it.
He is. Everybody is in the NFL.
So maybe Pittsburgh wants him back if he's on the market.
Maybe. But I don't know. You know, they're going to evaluate his situation very good before they decide to make that decision right there. But, man, these kids better understand that it's a privilege to play in this league. It's an honor to play in this league, not a privilege or right.
I love that you said that, Mark, and I wish that Ezekiel Elliott was listening to you right now. That kid is so talented,
he's good.
And he's a kid.
He's good.
He needs to be reined in because he has worked so hard at every level, clearly. Was a celebrity at Ohio State, Mr. Buckeye,
that's his
everything.
Problem.
That's the problem. He has never had consequences.
Babied and pampered. Man, these guys, this is a business, and you better treat it as such. You don't come in and think that just because you were the man in Columbus, that, you know, you're not going to get treated the same way. You might get treated a little much better than at Ohio State if you're doing the right thing and you continue to show that, you know, that your ability's on the field. But if the minute you start drawing attention, unwanted attention to the organization, they'll snatch that name off that back of your jersey and put it on somebody else very quickly.
Although Jerry Jones is in love with him. But you know what it is? It's the same with Kaepernick that works both ways. If you can win, all is forgotten.
That's right.
Kaepernick wasn't winning, but Ezekiel is winning for them. So,
have you played in the league?
I look like a center, I know, but no, I haven't yet.
You look like a punter.
This is Mark Clayton, former wide receiver of the Dolphins, joining David and Carla on the air. And yes, Carla, if anybody could, it would be you. We could suit her up somehow and put her out there.
I think so. I'm game.
I'm going to London on Tuesday.
Are you going?
Yeah,
you're going for the game.
I'm going for the game.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I went here before last when they played the Jets. Hopefully the Saints could be on an 0-3 skid by the time they get across the pond.
Well, their defense is awful.
Oh, my God.
What defense?
Yeah, well, there's the point.
My
yes.
wife was a Saints fan. She was. She kept saying,
I'm sorry. Like,
they are pathetic. Mm-hmm. Look at that. That's a defensive with no D.
She's right. And sadly, this could be the sunset of Drew Brees' career, and they're wasting a fantastic future Hall of Fame career. Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think that even whatever happens the rest of the way with Drew Brees, I think his career speaks for itself.
I agree with you. Is Sean Payton the man there?
Sean Payton is the man.
I like him, too. I like him, too. Is Adrian Peterson going to be able to stay?
I don't know if Peterson is going to really be accepting his role there. You know, he'll stay as long as he just don't, ruffle the feathers. But, you know, when you're losing, you people tend to really start speaking before they think, and they can say whatever they want. That on the sideline, that didn't look too like they would say, hey, where are you going to dinner tonight? Or, hey, coach, you want to join me and my family for dinner? It didn't look like that kind of conversation over there.
It looked like I'm taking you down now.
I'm like, wow, that was like any fall. And then Coach Payton turned around and looked at him because he heard him talking. He turned around and looked at him. He said, okay.
Yeah, that was quite a look.
We're talking to Mark Clayton, former wide receiver of the Dolphins. So the matchup against the Saints, you think the Saints are vulnerable?
They are. And the Dolphins' defense looked very good.
Dolphins' defense looks good, and they have a lot of pieces on offense. I mean, they're still putting it all together. Cutler's just arrived effectively. He didn't get the long offseason.
Right.
But it looks to me like they've got a lot of talent, more talent on that Dolphins team they've had in previous years.
I think so, too. And you know what, though, this year right here, with the success that they had last year, which gave them a lot of confidence coming into this year. You know, they started out 0-2 last year. They I'm sure they feel like that if they can get off to a decent start, that, they may even have a better shot at maybe knocking off the Kings off the top of the AFC East.
Would that be amazing?
You know, and Jarvis Landry has put it out there before training camp and everything, saying, we're going to win the AFC East. I'm like, wow, some big words there, young man.
But you've got to believe, or you've got to at least take that step of faith to ever get there. Because otherwise, it's almost a fait accompli that the Patriots have the division. There's no other way around it. And somebody's got to step up and say, no, actually, this is the division we can claim.
That's right. And you know what, though? And he said, yeah, I said it. And he didn't backpedal. He said, I didn't misspeak. This is what I said, and this is what I feel, and this is what I mean.
Well, right now, look at the standings. There they stand.
They're on the top.
After one game. And
yeah.
I mean, it is, I would say, as a Dolphin fan, it can't be good that they have started out behind. I mean, effectively, they lose their bye. There'll be a break for other teams, but that was just the quirk of the schedule with the Hurricane.
We used to play 16 games in a row. That shouldn't be no problem, but it will be nice if you got one, though.
Okay, well, Mark, question for you. Does the quarterback make the receiver, or does the receiver make the quarterback?
Well, if Mark Duper was in here, he used to tell Marino all the time, "Oh, we make you look good."
Sure, they do.
We make you look. But you know what? I'm gonna. People say, "Oh, you're a straddle fence swimmer." No, because we couldn't do what we do if we didn't have anybody that could get the ball in our vicinity where we could do something with it.
Well, it was a heck of a trifecta. Marino and the two Marks.
The Marks
We're
brothers.
Talking to Mark Clayton, David, and Carla on SB Nation Radio.
Happy Hour with David Gow and Carla Dawson continues now on SB Nation Radio.
A very exciting Thursday night edition of the Happy Hour. David and Carla joined by Mark Clayton, the former wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins. And we've been watching this Thursday night game unfold. 7-7 the score. 49ers and Rams are tied.
Rams.
What's that?
14-7 Rams.
Oh,
they
check
scored.
That.
This
the Rams,
is why we bring on Mark.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Keep us up to date.
I got the Rams tonight.
So, oh, good.
How do you like those unis? That's what I want to know.
They're uniforms.
Mustard with legs. I don't know.
Well, maybe that's why I couldn't see the score. I got distracted by those uniforms.
Probably.
Now Carla probably has more fashion sense than Mark Clayton.
I don't know. Mark is looking darn good over there.
This is just a polo shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
I'm sporting some chainmail.
But look at you.
She's looking like she's ready to go out.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I don't know. Where are you headed tonight?
Aren't we clubbing after this?
Oh, my goodness. If only I would go out on the town clubbing? with Carla Dawson?
Yeah, wouldn't that be a thrill?
Now, listen, but the uniforms, you have to weigh in. You have a female's perspective. They are a different look. These uniforms, I've never seen really quite like this, the block colors.
I like the 49ers. That's black Mamba look. It's tough. It's clean.
Well, you like it because it's black, and you are a woman of black.
I am a princess with your of darkness.
She's a princess of darkness, a big Raiders fan. They're almost the Raiders. Not quite.
They are very far from the Raiders. I am a born and raised Raider fan.
True confessions. It's all coming out tonight.
I know, Mark. I won a whole essay contest writing that I wanted to be Kenny Stabler.
Why
not the snake?
Wow. Yeah, I am a princess of darkness. I have to admit it.
A Raider fan.
And I've stuck with them through all of this misery. And now I'm going to be rewarded. Thanks
There's
to Jack DeRue.
Maybe so.
Look at you.
Well, no, Mark's pulling out pictures. Whom is he standing with?
Check this out.
The Marx Brothers and Tim Brown.
I love Tim Brown. Notre Dame man.
That's right.
Raider man.
He was at Joe's tournament. Just all these pictures right there. I got to mingle with a lot of Hall of Famers.
Yeah, so you're fresh off a tournament in New York.
I'm sticking with you, Mark.
Joe's name is golf tournament.
Well, take us with you next time.
I'd love to.
Mark Clayton, thank you.
I'll be your bodyguard.
You.
Okay.
Mark Clayton, the standout wide receiver of the Dolphins, joining us. Thank you so much for being with us, Mark.
Hey, it's a pleasure, man. Don't hesitate to have me back again.
We'd love to.
We will. It's on.
We'll be right back. SB Nation Radio.